Mix up Sports Term, Dan's Audio Bag, and Daily Donovan, and you get this. Bad Radio. Weekdays noon till 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sean Bass. With nine, Brandon Bass. 97-70 remaining. Or 97. Can I just reboot for about 5 seconds right here?
Get ready, Dallas, as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Homer Call of the Week.
This is it right here. It's already. Snap's good. The whole
kick.
The kick is good. The Mountaineers are going to try to take it to the lead. To the Big House.
That's the Big House.
20, 15. Here's
a good
beat, the Michigan Wolverines!
Snap goes to McDade. He's going to run it.
Oh, he's got the five. He's got the win.
Bowling! Bowling! Bowling!
Oh, my goodness!
Woo! McGregor from the right side, centering feet.
Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, score! Woo!
And the Jackets are going to win! And the Axe are defeated!
The Axe is coming back to Denison!
Yes, it's the Homer Call playoffs. Are you ready? We are. Here's Dan.
All right. This is the wild card round. Two wild card rounds.
What are you eating there?
Your butt.
Huh. Nice.
Boy, I guess you got me there. That's really weird.
Two wild card rounds, three divisional rounds, and then the Super Bowl. So, really, it's a six-week process, Bob. And we'll start it with eight wild card winners from throughout the year. Our first one is from week five. You're going to keep notes and vote on your favorite two. Got that, Tom? Who's not in studio?
Did you just call for me? Because I had my headphones on.
He's talking to me. Sorry.
Oh, so he has an excuse. Good. Week five, SMU taking on the University of Central Florida, and this is entitled Classic Craig Swan.
Thomas Morstead, 8 yards deep in the end zone when he takes the snap, and he line drives this one out to about the 48. It's going to be taken by Burnett, right side of the 45. Breaks a tackle there. Now he's running backwards. He's gone back to the other end of the field. A huge block thrown that blows up Patrick Handy. Burnett turns the corner at the SMU 45 to the 40.
Oh, now they're going
to
throw a flag on bounds. You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. We haven't happened the play before down here, and that idiot doesn't throw the flag, and now he throws it up there on that sideline. That's pathetic.
Flag for a hit out of bounds at the end of the play. The ball spotted at the 33-yard line of SMU, and Jim Jones having a conversation with
after
the official.
The play was real
that's
good.
Awful.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Number 21, return team.
What?
15 yards from the end of the run.
Well, I just take back everything I said, Rich.
Darren Baldwin of Central Florida called for the late hit.
Okay.
Not often you see that on the return team that you get that call. So this will spot
great
back.
Call, great call.
He'll be missed.
In week 11.
He will be missed.
You have Cleveland. The Browns of Cleveland. Taking on Buffalo of Buffalo. And being led by a boy from Lake Highlands.
And they're going to bring Dawson out. Well, this is going to be a long one, folks. This is going to be a long, long field goal. 39-yard line is the line of scrimmage. This is going to border 56 yards, maybe even 57 where they're putting the ball down. Dawson, his long this year is 52.
Three times they went deep. They needed to dink and dunk.
1:44 left.
What?
Chastanil puts his knee down at the 47. Takes the snap. Puts it down. Dawson into the ball. Hand over end. Hand over end. It is up. It's good!
Oh. If Phil Dawson isn't in the Pro Bowl, nobody should be.
I love
Amen.
That.
Nobody.
In week...
Just don't even have the event.
Like there's refs there.
He's the only one.
But... There's a halftime show.
Did he make it?
I don't know. Check it out. Week 12 was some hoops here. Pacers, Lakers, in a game where the last bucket would win.
Well, Kobe Bryant hit the shot that gave him a lead. Was trying to give him a three-point lead. Pacers now out of timeouts. We've seen him over the last few weeks when in this situation at home, but with games tied at the end of regulation, not able to hit the shot to win it. Here, a similar situation, however, you trail by one.
All you want to do is have a chance for these shots. And the more chances you have at them, they'll go in your favor.
Four.
So four has got it. See, Danny Granger's going to have a tough time getting it.
Mascarevich. Nice pass to Daniels.
Oh,
tipped
get up. In there.
Yes! Got it!
Yes!
Troy Murphy
yes!
tipped it in at the buzzer, and the Pacers have won the game!
How about that?
All right.
The great Quinn Buckner.
No doubt about that.
Did you have an update on the Lake Highlands boy?
He did not make the Pro Bowl, so the Pro Bowl is canceled.
Wow. All right, UC Davis in Northern Colorado is our next homer call. These are the UC Davis guys on the last play of the game.
So here we go. It's fourth and seven. The Aggies have no timeouts. And the offense is on. Sean Kelly's off the field. It is definitely Hail Mary time here. Last play of the game. Unless there's a defensive penalty. Unless there's a defensive penalty. Five wide receivers set. No backs in the backfield. Denham from the shotgun has the ball. Moving back, moves up, now he's going to throw for the end zone. The ball is up, it's at the goal line, it's been caught by UC Davis! Oh my God! The Aggies win it on the game's last play! Zachary Grant catching it and throwing the football into the stands! The most unbelievable finish to a game in Aggie history! Aggs win! Aggs win!
All right.
Haven't heard that in a while.
In... No, we haven't. Sorry.
Except for last night. Sorry,
we'll go
Baylor.
To Major League Baseball right now.
Sorry, Baylor.
The Chicago White Sox taking on the Detroit team, who couldn't possibly have a nickname. Alexi Ramirez, also a Generals great, is up with the bases loaded.
Sox back for Sox. No ticket. One out. One in. Here's Alexi. Alexi has gone out to center, and he has grounded to third. First pitch. A ball hit deep to left field. Way back. Tibbs looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes! A grand slam homer.
All right, an old bit, but I still like it. Nebraska and Colorado up next. Nebraska about to attempt the longest field goal in school history.
This is going to be a 57-yard. It's straight on. It's not on either hash. It's pretty much a straight-on kick for Alex Henry. This would be a school record if he makes this kick. Wow. How about this, boys?
Amazing.
Hold your breath here on this one.
Henry on the year, 48 is long, and set it up here and be ready to go in a moment.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. Ball right on the end. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way, and the kick is good! Oh! He makes it in there! 57 yards out, a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
Oh. Wow, this place is on their feet. I haven't seen Memorial Stadium like this in quite some time, fellas. What a moment in school history if Nebraska holds on and wins this game.
What a bunch of qualifiers that guy had. He said, this is one of the best moments in a long time, and then what a big moment this is if they hold on and win. I mean, come on. Give me
right.
something.
Make a declarative statement, or else we can't use you on the highlight film. Would that sound good on the highlight film
no.
after a game-winning
I
field goal?
I want to hear it's the
almost...
best stinking moment that's ever happened, bar none.
Kill me now.
Kill me
I've
now.
I've seen it all.
I can die in peace.
Let's go back. Two more cuts. This one is from week two. Now, this is Arizona, the Cardinals, taking on Miami, an Anquan Boldin touchdown, but this is the Spanish broadcast.
Recibe Warner en la bolsa, viene la presión a lanzar. Anquan Boldin para atrapar a la 42. No más tiene sacate verde delante de él. Kurt Warner, Anquan Boldin, excellent trabajo.
Very musical.
All right, that guy wins no matter what.
In any language.
Right, it doesn't matter, you know? It's
excelente trabajo.
The Cardinals Hispanic broadcasters, the Red Sox Hispanic broadcasters, they're all...
I think that guy...
all doing...
Didn't he sound like the Tony Womack guy?
He did.
From a couple years ago?
Would you be shocked?
And finally, this goes back to our...
Tony Womack!
Si, senor!
Off-season entry. So this was before week one, Bob. It was week zero. It was the off-season edition. This was the wild card winner in that edition. It is Minnesota and Indiana basketball, a game-winning shot from his butt.
1.5 seconds. Bush in the backcourt. They're going to guard the inbound. So it's a four-on-four situation on the other end. Hoffarber now in the corner. It looks like they've changed the play. Bush will run. He'll turn. He'll launch it up. It's in the air. Hoffarber has it. Turns.
Unbelievable!
15-footer like his high school days.
Unbelievable!
Go Atlantic! 59-58. A 15-footer by Hoffarber. They're checking the replay. They want to make sure they
it's
got
good.
Up in time. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Unbelievable.
Definitely good.
No question.
No question. It's good.
Don't forget.
They're going to play here tomorrow. How about those?
Unbelievable.
Okay, there you go.
It's really strong.
Vote for your favorite two. Two will move on. It's SMU with Craig Swan, Cleveland with Lake Highlands, Phil Dawson, the Pacers with their game-winning shot over the Lakers, UC Davis last play of the game, Alexi Ramirez grand slam, Nebraska longest field goal in school history, Arizona Spanish broadcast, and Minnesota with the hoops right there. What do you think, Donovan?
Well, all these are wild card worthy. Give me UC Davis and the last one from his butt.
Tom?
God, I hate to say no to the Minnesota call, but give me the Cardinals, Spanish broadcasters, and I love the reversal by Craig Swan.
Seabass?
Give me Arizona Spanish for the win. Give me the Pacers for the wild card this round.
Bob?
Arizona. I think, okay. I gotta go Minnesota. Is that a bad, is that a vote for Nader?
Unless we both voted for Nader, because I voted for Minnesota.
You vote your conscience.
All right, those are the two I like then.
Groups?
I'm with Bob. And your butt.
All right, I believe then whatever I voted for would be a vote for Nader.
What did you vote for?
I like Arizona. I was thinking that UC Davis is pretty solid too. But, it looks like Minnesota will move on into the following rounds of the playoffs. Next week is another wild card round, though, and there's this week's Homer Call of the Week. Playoffs.